USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney will vote to convict President Trump in the impeachment trial on the charge of abuse of power, becoming the only Republican to break with the president and his party.
What the president did was grievously wrong, and I had to vote if I was going to live with my own conscience in a way that was consistent with that oath of office.
Romney, speaking there on Fox News, was also asked if he believes the president should be removed from office.
I do believe he should be removed from office. That's the vote that I will take in just a short while.
A vote is set to formally acquit President Trump later on Wednesday. Supreme Court justices will consider taking up a closely watched case on Obamacare. They'll do so during a private conference later this month. A lower court aims to strike down the entire Affordable Care Act, which Republicans have been trying to do for years. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Someone who's seldom at a loss for words was left speechless at President Trump's State of the Union address. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country.
The conservative talk legend Rush Limbaugh thought he was in the House Visitors Gallery because he was simply a guest for the address, but President Trump announced that he was being presented with the highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I will now ask the First Lady of the United States to present you with the honor, please.
The man fans call El Rushbo looked stunned at first, then alternately smiled, laughed, and even cried a little. Just a few days ago, he announced he's been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As interest rates continue to fall, applications to refinance existing mortgages surged 15% last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Puerto Ricans are still on edge after a series of earthquakes this past week. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A magnitude 5 earthquake has rattled Puerto Rico. It's the latest in hundreds of earthquakes to plague the island territory over the last month. The epicenter was about 13 miles southeast of Guanica. A 3.6 magnitude aftershock happened right after. There were no reports of any injuries or damage.
Parents commit almost 4,000 parenting mishaps before a child moves out. That's according to new research. A survey conducted of 2,000 parents, 23 and up, found the average parent commits 221 little hiccups a year, adding up to just under 4,000 between their child's birth and the age of 18. Psychotherapist Philippa Perry has some advice on how to handle if you make a mistake while parenting your child.
I think if you say, you know what, I shouldn't have shouted in the car. I had a bad day at the office and I took it out on you and that was not fair. I'm sorry. If we can do that sort of thing, our children learn to apologize too. So apology doesn't become this great big humiliating thing. Also, we're modeling you don't have to be perfect all the time. You don't have to be right all the time because that's unrealistic to be perfect and right all the time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.